So at Joy Ventures, our mission is to build and support companies that are developing consumer products for emotional well-being. And we have a somewhat non-traditional approach to investing. So we not only invest in existing startups and support them along their journey to the market, we also invest a lot of resources into building companies from scratch with our with the entrepreneurs and innovators in our community. So we've been building up a essentially a venture creation engine, and have been really have turned it into a a startup studio in a way. We run various programs that are aimed at generating new ideas, new projects, and ultimately new ventures. So we recently launched our entrepreneur in residence platform. We have two entrepreneurs that are on board already, digging deep into the space, looking at some of the ideas that we already have on our shelves, learning about the various research that we've also funded over the years, and which is that's actually the third pillar of our activity, which is very long, sort of long-term oriented around supporting research and technology development, primarily in academia, through various programs that we run with academia. What started out locally is now actually very much a global scope. So both in terms of research that we fund, but also investments. So we're still, based in Israel, but looking globally, and we have made also an investment abroad. So it's happening. So that's our model. We currently have five portfolio companies, a couple of which we've already made follow-on investments in. We're long-term investors, so our hope is that we stay involved with the companies over time. And we've funded, I think it's now 36 research and technology development projects, and we've run a bunch of various innovation programs that are generating, many ideas. And so hopefully next time we talk, maybe in 6 to 12 months, we'll have a couple of new ventures that are born out of, all this sort of venture building, these venture building efforts. In terms of maybe a little bit sort of on how what ex our experience has been as investors over the last 6 to 8 months. Frankly, we haven't changed our strategy in any way. We've been moving full force, full steam ahead in terms of, meeting companies and trying to make as many, to find as many good companies. I think that, what's been great for the space, not just for us, I'm sure you guys have heard this from others, that emotional, mental, behavioral health, well-being, all of these things have just become very much a kind of a top topic of conversation among, in the media. And I think there's just a lot of it just has become so relevant and so personal that it's very easy to, to stand up and be heard suddenly, right? Which I think it's sad that that's the, that that's how it happened, that we had to go through this horrible global pandemic for people to kind of say, wow, I need to take care of my emotional well-being. But for us, it's really doing wonders because, as Sabrina mentioned, it's allowing us to really tell our story and make our pitch, on leading outlets and, get in front of audiences, around the world to talk about this huge, need and this huge opportunity.
If you had to choose sort of like one two verticals that would define 2020, what would it be?
So we focus primarily in we until now we focus primarily on what we call emotional well-being. So we usually look for things that like directly or historically that directly impact our emotional state. So now we're starting to expand more broadly, looking at well-being in a more holistic sense, not just sort of like how we directly impact our emotions, but what are the various things that can help us really feel good every day and maintain our well-being as a whole. I think that specifically for 2020, anyone that's doing, so I think emotional well-being as a category is going to be really very one of the big categories for 2020. Mm-hmm. I think within that, I think there are different ways or different aspects that will be very, I think, significant. Like one is just anything that is that has kind of a social, social component or a companionship component. Mm-hmm. I think is whether it's a digital kind of companion or whether it's robotics or whether it's anything that's gonna give people new ways of just not feeling alone, I think is going to be, there's a huge opportunity there.
And then sort of like peering into the future, what are you expecting to see in the next like 6 to 12 months?
I think we're expecting to see more new companies. I think that, there'll be more innovation. There'll be more mm-hmm. new ventures being born out of this new, environment that's just so different in so many ways. So I'm sure it's going to be things relating to not only, how we our day-to-day sort of personal lives, but also our work lives. So I'm sure there'll be new work tools that come out. I know Nicole talks a lot about future of work. I think that, that there are many aspects of that will change with new, innovation there. But I think that, there'll just be more innovation, more entrepreneurship in this space of, dealing with our day-to-day kind of emotional state. And mm-hmm. I think also we'll see new models in, we're already seeing a lot, but it'll continue to become more sophisticated, I think, on the fitness side. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a lot of that as well. I think there are new models, out there. You see, Mirror being acquired by Lululemon for $500 million. I think people are looking to, have more sophisticated experiences to manage their well-being, experiences that are more accessible, and more insightful, So, mm-hmm. so being able to be in front of this mirror, right, that can tell me if I'm, if I'm exercising correctly or, giving me any kind of feedback on how I'm feeling. So all those types of tools will, I think, just become more and more common. I think that the more that these tools will become more sophisticated, there'll be, the engagement will be much higher and the retention will be mm-hmm. much higher because people will trust that these tools are really creating an impact, on their lives. So, I think these first generation, some of the products we see now in the market are still, they're getting a lot of, they're raising awareness, but many of them are not yet kind of creating the ultimate, experience that's super meaningful or that has like a long-term, impact on people's lives. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So here's a question. What are you seeing anything? Are you seeing convergences between things that people don't expect?
I think the what's happening is that there's a grayer, line or less of a kind of a bold line between sort of what we call, healthcare. And what we call kind of wellness and well-being, it's become kind of a, in the past, like when people talked about even things like, talk space or better health maybe it was considered more like, okay, this is more like health. Considered more sort of like medical. You think about, okay, how's insurance going to cover it? And I think it's shifting. Like, I think people realize that, not only people, but I think payers, providers, everyone's realizing that, it's, a lot of this is kind of converging. So there'll be more focus on, you know, more resources towards creating those, you know, and funding and supporting the care of kind of the generally healthy, you know, trying to bring offerings to people, and investing just as much in sort of the well-being as in what healthcare is, which healthcare is usually treating a problem, right? So yeah, that's where I think, you know, we'll see those kind of, in a way, being together, or kind of being, that the separation will not be as clear, kind of be a blurry continuum of you know, solutions out there. And how they will be sort of defined or categorized will not be as clear cut. I think gaming is another place where it's a great platform, and we're seeing more and more of it, like great platform for people to engage on kind of training skills, training, like what the way Nicole says it, she calls it, you know, healing skills and optimization. I think across that entire, you know, spectrum, you can use gaming and you know, for good, right? For helping people improve their well-being, instead of using it to, I don't know, to just have fun by, I don't know, robbing an apartment or killing people or whatever it is that people do in games. I think that platform I don't know if the word is converge, but will be integrated more and more as kind of a platform for how we make taking care of ourselves kind of an engaging part of our lives, and to help us kind of create these habits.
What do you think needs to happen even yet for, you know, this category that we're both committed to take off?
Well, we need two things I think are straightforward. One is obviously we need much more, many more companies. So we need many more entrepreneurs to enter the space. So that's your job, Nicole, to make sure that, you know, the community grows and that the academy continues to run, and, you know, people that we need also like a couple of successes, right? We need a few companies to make it really big, whether it's, you know, a big exit or a big IPO or something that, you know, will show the world that this is real, right? That it's not just sort of this trend. So I think that's, you know, we need success in the category and in the industry. We need many more companies to come out, you know, obviously part of that is we need people not only to be the entrepreneurs, to lead the companies, but obviously we need all the geeks out there to get into doing tech for this space, and then I think generally I think the money is out there. I mean, obviously we need to see more investments, but the money I think is out there. Like, I don't think there's a shortage of investors that are ready and willing to take these risks even early on with these companies. So yeah, I would say maybe the two main things are having like a success that will really like inspire people to, it's almost like to have real proof. I mean, right, yeah. Now we have a couple of unicorns and, you know, but tomorrow they can turn into, you know, dead unicorns. So, you know, I don't know how to say what's the opposite of unicorn, but, you know, but we need to see that success. And then I think, yeah, just more companies that, I think there's just not enough. We need more. I think it'll happen though. I think, especially now with this current situation that we're living through, I think people will be inspired to come up with new ideas.
Absolutely.